Thank you so much. My name is Jen Elder. I'm the National Policy and Partnerships Coordinator for the SAMHSA SOAR Technical Assistance Center. And what that kind of means in a nutshell is I work with our federal partners to go around and convince them how important income supports are to ending homelessness. There's so much talk about rapid rehousing, which is phenomenal, but that alone is not going to sustain the gains in ending homelessness. We need income supports, and we need Social Security disability for those individuals who have disabling conditions. So a big part of my job is to make Social Security a little less scary, so hopefully I do that in the next 15 minutes. Today, I'm not going to be talking at all about anything technical about Social Security. We'll save that for another day. So last year, I presented here and talked a lot about how we were going to do all these big pilots and projects with the VA, and I would have great data for you this year. And so I'm actually very relieved that I have something to share with you today. That it's always a little intimidating when I make promises like that. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is what happened with that pilot. It's not a big study like you see a lot at APHA. I don't have regression analysis. It's what we did is we put one policy, Social Security disability benefits, into everything else the VA is doing, and then we saw what happened. So, the good, the bad, and in the middle is what we'll do today. I have nothing to disclose. So SOAR, has anybody heard of what SOAR is? A little bit. We're not going to talk so much about SOAR, even though that's kind of the big thing we do. What we would need to know to set up the conversation here is that it stands for SSI, SSDI, Outreach, Access, and Recovery, and it's a model for helping individuals access these Social Security disability benefits. We compile all the evidence that's needed, we gather those records, we help the applicant through the whole process, because as we know, Social Security disability is confusing and it's scary, and the best of us with lots of letters after our name have no idea what's going on. So that's why we're here with this model. We are sponsored by SAMHSA and have worked in collaboration with Social Security since 2005. And the SOAR TA Center, where I work, we provide national technical assistance on this. So just to set up why the VA was using the SOAR model to increase access to disability benefits is it works. We have great results. These are actually our 2014 numbers that ended in June 2014. Our 2015 weren't super ready to be put on paper for this, but I can tell you we're looking at this, the number, to increase about 4,000. So we're looking at about 27,000 individuals who have accessed Social Security on initial application using this model. Nationally in 2014, we had a 65% approval rate on initial applications in about 94 days. So in 3 months from the date of application, we're getting approvals, we're getting people into housing if they haven't already accessed it, or keeping them in housing. For 2015, it looks like that rate's gonna go up a little bit to maybe about 67%. Our top 10 SOAR states have an average approval rate of 82%, and many of these programs are getting it done in 60 days, so 2 months. It's incredible. You use this model, it works. And we compare that to about a 10 to 15% approval rate for those who don't have assistance. So using this model, it works. So I think a lot of us already know why Social Security is important for veterans. But we try to do a lot of myth busting. Sometimes it's like, oh, well, they can't apply for Social Security if they've been turned down for VA, or they're already getting VA benefits. It means they're definitely not qualifying for Social Security, and that's not true. They could be eligible for both sources of income, and if they've been denied by the VA, they can still be approved for Social Security. It's two separate government entities. Also, for those who don't have access to VHA healthcare benefits, Medicaid and Medicare are so critical, particularly in non-expansion states. I have the Medicaid reimbursement, the last bullet point there. If someone is approved for SSI, providers can backbill Medicaid for previously uncompensated care for 90 days before that protective filing date for Social Security. 2014, the states who reported this reimbursement were able to recapture over $10,000 per person. That goes a long way in sustainability for your programs. And critically for this is this increased housing stability and income stability reduces the future risk of homelessness. As we get to functional zero for veterans, which is coming up very soon, we don't want to go backwards. We want to make sure that we like keep all of the gains that we've made. So the VA and SOAR pilot, I talked a little bit about this last year because we were just about to start. It launched in October. We partnered with HUD-VASH and HPACT, the Homeless Patient Aligned Care Teams, which is basically about intensive wraparound care for veterans, and HUD-VASH, the Permanent Supportive Housing Vouchers. From there, the big thing was is HUD-VASH came to us and said, we're really good at housing zero-income veterans, but they still need money to live, which we were like, we can help. We know that. So we basically looked to see how well we could do. Our four pilot sites were Chicago, Long Beach, Portland, and Seattle.
Which Portland? Portland, Maine, or Portland, Oregon?
Oh, Portland, Oregon. Great question. So here are the lessons that we learned. I should say this was an unfunded pilot. We know how long it takes to get a funded pilot through the VA, so this was all voluntary, and I can't thank the pilot participants enough who undertook, you know, the work of Social Security on top of everything they were already doing. So things that we found worked really well. We trained them using the SOAR online course. It's a free 16-hour course, open and available to anybody on our website. I'll point you there near the end. But we helped them through it. And so with that, they had 100% success rate on the first try. This course includes a full Social Security disability application for a fictitious applicant. So 100% pass rate the first time through is great. So taught us that we need to be there to help them through it. We also helped them establish connections between the VA staff and community partners. There are a couple things that federal VA staff cannot do with Social Security disability applications. They can't be the official appointed representative. So we got them community partners who could fill that role. And through that, it had a wonderful knock-on effect where in some communities, I don't know if it's in yours, the VA medical centers can get a little siloed. You know, they do what they do, and the community partners do what they do. And we kind of knocked down those walls, and they started working together in this really beautiful partnership. The infrastructure, that did take some time to build, which means that the numbers in our pilot, the numbers of applications, are much lower than what we thought they would be. But we did see that once we spent that time building that infrastructure, building those relationships, training people, they rapidly scaled up. The next month we talked to the participants and they'd, you know, worked with 5-10 veterans. And so we learned it's going to take a little time to get this rolled out to each site. So Chicago really took off with this pilot. They reported that they had a great collaboration. So they used it with their HPACT team, where they had psychiatric nurse practitioners, neuropsychologists, primary care physicians. Having all of that in-house meant that they had everything they needed for the Social Security application without having to wait for appointments, without having to spend a lot of time gathering evidence. They had it right there. I actually got an email on Monday from Mario from our Chicago site who just got an approval in 36 days. So that is huge. And then the last lesson that we learned, which probably is the least surprising, is that those who were able to dedicate staff time to SOAR were able to successfully complete the SOAR online course and begin applications. We had a tremendous amount of turnover and dropouts during this pilot. Again, not surprisingly, I guess frustrating for us because we didn't have any money to give them, and they were just doing it on a volunteer basis. But it was great to pull that out, again, to show the VA, if we want to get this done, we've got to figure a way to, move around staff to dedicate this time so that they can be successful. Because the ones who found a way to maybe dedicate one day a week, one of our sites, Seattle, they have on Fridays is Social Security Day. And so she can move through those applications. So as a result of this, the VA is going to release official guidance on SOAR and Social Security, which is very exciting to me, and hopefully to you. But they're calling the guide the SOAR Works to End Veteran Homelessness. It is a very comprehensive guide, about 15, 16 pages. It should be released anytime, so following the VA timeline, whatever that means, it's done. It's a step-by-step guide to using the SOAR model after taking the training. So what we did, we realized the capacity is a huge issue. So we want the most efficient way to do these applications. So it's a crosswalk guide of all of the forms that VA staff already are filling out and showing them step-by-step where that information applies to Social Security disability forms. So saying, you're already asking them about their work history and troubles they're having and why they aren't working right now. Did you know it's really helpful right here on the Social Security application? Like, I want it to be, I don't want any recreating the wheel for this. So that's what we got out in this guidance. A lot of tips for how to complete it more efficiently. We don't want to cut corners because that's not going to result in a high approval rate. But what we want to do is cut down the time it takes and show people they already have the key to being successful. So another thing in this guide is they came up with, which was really great because the VA came up with this, the 5 reasons you should take SOAR training. This is going to be rolled out to all VA social workers. So I was saying earlier, it's both exciting and highly terrifying at the same time. But again, it's helping end homelessness. It's contributing to this effort. It's really gratifying as a caseworker. I was a homeless outreach worker when I first discovered SOAR, and it's really exciting when you're like, oh, I can actually help you get a check instead of just, you know, a bus ticket or some socks. And so we want the social workers to feel that way too. It comes with 16 free CEUs from NASW, and it can help like promote the professional career. So those are exciting that the VA is really on board with this. So really quickly, the pilot has great things. Again, we're rolling that out nationally in some form this year, so stay tuned. But they're not the only ones using SOAR in the VA. SSDF grantees, Supportive Services for Veteran Families, have really been at the forefront of using SOAR for income stability in the VA. Their notice of funding includes the expectation that grantees access the SOAR model for this, either through staff training or referring out to someone in their community. So we just did a survey with all grantees in September. So I do have to caveat, these are preliminary, but they said fine when I said, oh, can I say this at APHA? 91% of grantees said that SOAR is useful. So we've won the battle there of people recognize that Social Security benefits are important. And 52%, over half grantees are using the SOAR model, either in-house or through community referrals. And a lot of the grantees are using multiples. So some are doing it in-house, but then once they reach capacity, they're referring out. 40% of grantees have SOAR-trained staff, with an average of over 2 staff per grantee, which is amazing, because again, they can have some benefits, income specialists on staff, but a lot don't. They're combining this with what they're doing. And I think the last bullet point really hits that, you know, takes it home, is only 14% of grantees have an SSDF-funded position for SOAR benefits specialist. So they're doing great work, and they're not always having a dedicated person doing it. So we want to capitalize that and, again, increase the efficiencies with helping them fit it into all of the hundreds of other things they're doing. Grantees reported that an application took an average of 27 days to complete, For those of you who are familiar with SSVF, you know they have a pretty tight timeline of about 90 days to help the veteran with rapid rehousing and other services. So if they can do an application in 27 days, it fits in that tight timeline. But again, there's barriers. And the frequently cited ones were funding, staff capacity, and timing of, you know, with the timing, it's more where is it in the grant year? There's so many competing priorities, and we know that Social Security is not going to be the top of their list, which I get that because we are not funding them to do that. So from that, the implications that we've taken on and our partner at SSVF has is, in some cases, rapid rehousing may be a short-term intervention. And even when it is, so even if you can get them rapidly rehoused quicker than the 90 days, you can still successfully complete a SOAR application within that time. And there's a continued need for additional support and training to build capacity, and that's what we're working on right now. We're working with the grantees to meet them where they're at, trying to divide them out. Who's brand new, has never use Social Security at all, needs some real basics. Who's in the middle? Maybe you're referring out some, maybe you want to increase your capacity in-house. How can we train them and deliver those skills? And then the advanced, the community leaders, we have leadership academies where we do intensive capacity building training over 3 days. You know, what grantees can go in that? And so helping them all where they're at. So if I have piqued your interest in Social Security benefits, hope I have, gather more information. We have an issue brief on connecting veterans to Social Security. All of this is available online, but also I had a bunch of copies sitting around my office, so I brought them here. It'd be great if I didn't have to fly home with them, so you're welcome to take that. Reach out to us. I've got my cards. Anytime I can help, let me know. And then the link to our free SOAR online training course is there. It's on our website. Lots of great resources. Again, we're sponsored by SAMHSA, so everything is free and open access. So check us out and let me know if you have any questions.